This is Trumpet Vibes, a low-key podcast where we explore and discuss all things related to the trumpet and how we, as trumpet players, navigate an ever-changing world within the music industry, all while keeping it chill, of course. I'm your host, Ellis Williams, entertainer, songwriter, businessman, with over 20 years on the horn and on the stage. Okay. I've been waiting to jump all over this topic for a while now, and I'm happy to discuss it with today's guests. The word toxic gets thrown around a lot in today's society. My relationship is toxic. My job is toxic. This classroom is toxic. But my question today is this. Is the trumpet community toxic? Let's get started. This musician is a man of many talents and philosophies. He is a recording artist, engineer, and a practitioner of yoga. He studied at Morehouse College, where he got mentoring from two trumpet greats, Melvin Jones and John Head. Both a skilled trumpet player and a good friend. Trumpet Vibes welcomes Christopher Stanley. What's good, my brother? How are you doing?
I'm hanging, man. Man, what a year.
Who are you telling? Oh, man. Well, tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your music. I want to hear more about this practitioner of yoga and how you got into that.
Well, thank you for the introduction. You're too kind.
I try.
After I did that, I played with Carnival Cruise Lines for a few years. That's how we met. Yep. And before Carnival, I completed my master's degree over at University of Central Oklahoma. And that's out in Edmond, Oklahoma, which is just outside of Oklahoma City. So that's kind of what I did in that gap in between me now doing this podcast episode. So there's that. So with yoga, I got my 200-hour teacher training certificate about 2 years ago now. And I've been practicing yoga long before then, because it was introduced to me by my parents, because they practiced it for a little while. But I did it quite frequently and then sometimes infrequently, until I got to a point in my life where I decided, you know what, I should get my certification and I should pursue this. Business aside, I should pursue this as a thing that I should really, really dedicate my life to in terms of philosophy and mental approach to life.
Yes. Today's episode is about the trumpet community. Yeah, we're gonna get on y'all. I'm just gonna start with a simple question. Considering your experiences, do you think that the trumpet community at large is toxic?
No.
Why not?
No. I mean, that's my short answer, and obviously that will make my long answer also no. But obviously, to expound upon that answer, based upon my own experiences, no. The trumpet community, for the most part, what I've experienced with my life and music is that it is dedicated towards building a community, dedicated towards love and respect. And I think the toxicity comes from the negative part of what we would define as competition or the business, so yes. to speak.
Yes.
I have a lot of negative experiences when it comes to business, but not music. And I've had experiences where, you know, I've been screwed over or some shady stuff happened and somebody said, well, that's the music business. And I'm just like, no, that is business. That is not music.
Yeah.
That is not the music community. That is very unethical decisions made in the name of money.
To jump on that, this is not something that's new, ladies and gentlemen. This This has been going on for, who knows, probably centuries, probably as long as a horn's been made, you know.
It's been a lot worse before the 70s.
Yes.
When copyright laws were amended to help. Yeah, but that's also another episode.
They ain't ready for that yet. They ain't ready. One example. I was watching a couple weeks ago, the documentary about Clark Terry, Keep On Keeping On. Mm-hmm. And the reason why Clark Terry was such a champion for education and teaching each other and just, you know, sharing the knowledge, because, you know, when he first picked up a horn, he didn't have money for a horn. He literally made a trumpet with like some random junk he found. And he went to a guy that after a gig, and I was like, hey man, can I play? Can you guys like help me, you know, teach me some things? And I believe the guy just gave him some bogus, information. You know, like, you know, hop on one foot and pray to God that you get a high note. Like, I don't know, something stupid. And since then he was just like, this is not cool, you know. And yeah, there are guys that are going to try and hold you back. And that's kind of just in any, you know, business,
it's in any profession,
you know, any
it's
profession,
any career path. That's in any profession.
Yes.
We've both come across it, and it's great that you mentioned Clark Terry, because he was all about having fun, obviously. Mm-hmm. Working hard and figuring out what you want to do with, mm-hmm, either music or what you want to do with life. But like, man, like he always preached having fun.
Yeah.
If you're not having fun, like you got to find a reason to. And, mm-hmm, and the goal for him was not to be better than anyone, among many artists, but you know, he was a poster child and not being better than anyone, just striving to be better than your previous self.
You know, a lot of us don't get to that level, unfortunately, probably until either they put the horn down or they just get to, like, you know, to our age where it's just like, you know what, this is who I am, this is what I like to do, mm-hmm, I'm just doing it, you know. Hey guys, if you want to show support for the show, please visit my Patreon page where you can become an official patron starting at just $1 a month. There's all sorts of extras you'll get as you climb the tiers, so don't wait any longer. Visit my page at patreon.com/ewillsmusic. That's E-W-I-L-L-Z music. I could go ahead and, you know, and tell you this story. You know, when I was a kid, I picked up the horn about sixth grade, like most people do. But, mm-hmm, I considered myself a singer before then. I just didn't want to sing in school, singing, you know, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done, like that kind of stuff. I wanted to sing some more soulful stuff. So I wanted to be in jazz band. So, you know, I picked up the horn, and my thing wasn't, I want to play high notes. Like most kids pick up the horn, they just want to play the highest notes.
Most trumpet players.
Yeah, most trumpet players. But me, I just wanted to be able to play. You know, I want to be able to put my emotions through the horn and to have people feel it, like I would do with my singing. So, you know, of course, you know, being in school, just kids being kids, I guess you really want to call it that at that time, I would get teased for it to the point where, you know, if I was about to go ahead and do a part, they were like, oh, don't put Ellis on first. You know, he ain't going to hit those high notes. And I'll just be like, mm-hmm, but I can play all my scales. I can do all this. I can do all that. But, you know, it used to get to the point where I just almost wanted to quit. I would go home crying, telling mom and all that stuff. So my question to you, like, have you ever went through any of that where you just felt like ridiculed or judged because of your ability to play?
Yeah. I've had some nightmare auditions in the past. I've had some pretty messed up, looking back now, you know, not pretty messed up or negative experiences, you know, within peer groups, or I mean sometimes even teachers, you know. Mm.
Very true.
And did I get tight about it? Yeah. You know, let's be real. But looking back at it, and learning from it, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you're leaving that kind of space be it a musical space or artistic space, leave feeling like smaller than how you arrived, it's probably best that you find another space that will encourage your growth.
Yes. Yes.
You know, if you have to deal with it in the temporary, it's best to deal with it and mm-hmm. find your own internal ways to just work on you, work on your growth. It's hard and it's going to feel lonely, but there are so many constructive spaces for artists out there. So many constructive friend groups. It's just a matter of just being patient. But if you're in a negative space like that, get out. There's one particular nightmare audition I had that I'm not going to bring up any names or any organizations because, you know, that stuff's behind. It's in the past. But it was just one of those things where I was playing and I was doing my thing. And you know, it was kind of my first big audition and I was a little nervous. And one of the people running the audition, their cell phone rings. I get it. It happens. Mm-hmm. What really pissed me off is the fact that they answered it in the middle of me playing in my audition. And I stopped and I just waited for them to finish because it's just like, you know, wow. I was 16, 17 at the time. And even mm-hmm. I knew it's just like, man, like it's okay. You forgot to silence your cell phone, but mm-hmm. you're going to answer it in the middle of my audition. Yeah. Like,
Now here's the question. Did he get up and leave?
No.
Or did he took the call?
Took the call.
Wow.
Took the call.
Like, hold up, man. I got this kid playing in front of me. I don't know. He's bombing right now. Let me. What's he doing?
I probably was bombing if he had the audacity to just answer the phone, you know. And it's just, I look back at stuff like that. And it's just like, even if I've been in their shoes before where I was running an audition, mm-hmm. evaluating their playing, evaluating their prepared work, evaluating maybe some stuff I can throw at them, some kind of curveballs. Hey, sight read this. Do you know this scale? Do you know this minor scale? Things like that. I would never, ever, ever, ever do something like that because that could potentially, it could potentially scar someone. Like
it can
for life,
and it does.
I'm 31 now, and I'll be 32 on Wednesday, and I still remember that extremely clearly. Have I moved on from that? Yeah, but I learned a huge lesson that day, and it was first of all, you're gonna have terrible moments on stage and in the audition room. It's a part mm-hmm. of the process of becoming a professional musician. Two, when you are interviewing for a job, you're also interviewing the people that are hiring.
Yes.
And if the people that are hiring aren't like giving you good energy, you should take that seriously. Mm-hmm. And I wind up not playing for that ensemble, and I don't regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I turned out fine. So.
Yeah, and that's the thing a lot of people get caught up in with any field. You know, I believe what makes these people that have been successful, these artists, these icons, these legends, what makes them so successful is because they spent the time in themselves, developing themselves. Yes, they mm-hmm. listen to others. They learn, you know, and what did Charlie Parker say? Learn all the rules and then break the rules? Something like that?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, but, you know, essentially what he's talking about is you know, You got to learn all the laws and the rules, mm-hmm. So you don't have to think about them. Because when you're performing, like you don't have the mental space to think about stuff like that.
Exactly. And when it comes to following people, you know, nobody wants to. Yeah, people miss Clifford, but nobody wants another Clifford. That's Clifford. That's Miles. That's Maynard Ferguson. You know, like we want the next Christopher Stanley, you know, like who is that guy? Like, I want to know that guy, you know? Mm-hmm. And that brings me kind of to the next question. Like, why do you believe trumpet players are so caught up in besting each other and not just growing into their own musicianship?
I mean, I don't know if I'm an expert on this. I mean, I've only been alive for 30 years. So, but you know, from my experience with other trumpet players, it's like, that's kind of always been the trumpet player mentality. It's that's part of the community, and most of my experiences haven't been negative with it. It's just like, I'll play something that another trumpet player that I'm cool with doesn't know, and they go, "Oh, word." Then they play something that I don't know, then we start showing each other, what's in our bag.
See,
Then,
that's what it
this,
should be.
yeah, and
That's what it
that's,
should be.
yeah, and it starts a dialogue of just like, oh, like, how do you get around this, or how do you navigate this? I talk to a lot of my trumpet player friends all the time, including you, are just like, hey, what you been working on? Like, or like, what etudes have you been, just all stuff like that. I mean, there's just too much to know.
Yeah, you're always learning,
You're always learning.
always
There's
learning.
always something you don't know, and there's always something that you know that somebody else doesn't know, and there's always something that somebody else knows that you don't. So, it's a practice in humility. It's a practice of just not being humble to belittle yourself, but just being humble and understanding that this is a lifelong process.
And to play the horn, I mean, you have to have a certain level of confidence, not cockiness, confidence
Confidence, yeah,
to play
confidence.
the horn. Because when you're about to hit that last note of the song, and it what makes the song, and it's like, it's not even a G, not even a high G, it's just an F, a high F, and you got to hit that last note, and you're trying to psych yourself up. I mean, unless you are completely to that on that level where I know how my body works, I know what I need to do to get this note out, you're going to be thinking, "I am that man. I'm gonna hit this note. Nothing gonna tell me otherwise." Bam, got it. I'm the man. Beat my chest, but you kind of do need a level of confidence, but you can have that confidence and not be a dick. You know what I mean?
And it's not really a there's not really a secret to it. Like, you build that confidence in the practice room. Everything that I confidently can perform in front of people, I've done at least 1,000 times in the practice room.
Ten
And
thousand hours.
it's not the and that's part of the 10,000 hour rule. And it's really just it boils down to this. How much do you need to repeat something until you can do it on command? For some people, it takes 1,000 times. For me, it takes at least 1,000 times. For some other people, I've known it takes maybe just reading the chart and they got it. But it's probably because they've seen something like it and practiced something like it
It's almost
thousands of
it's almost
times.
muscle memory, it's almost muscle memory,
Same with like cruise ships, for instance. If, after my first contract, I basically have seen everything, So everything that came afterwards was a variation of what I've seen already. But the foundation and the core thing was already there. Like, I tell you right now, if you could sight read in all of the awkward keys, you could play on cruise ships
There
easily.
it is. There it
It's a
is.
cakewalk. If you could sight read in all those awkward keys, or what's deemed as awkward on trumpet, like, playing on cruise ships ain't nothing.
Ain't none. Ain't none. All right, man. Well, look, I appreciate you so much for coming on this show and sharing with our viewers. You're amazing, man. Your philosophies and how you look at things and how you deal with things and how you come into your own. Like, I've known you for what, 6, 7 years, maybe?
Yeah, it's been about that now.
About that time, you met my wife, and you're really cool. You're a really cool dude, man. And just to see how you have grown since I've met you and your music and what you've done, really amazing. So you guys need to check them out. Why don't you tell them how they can follow you, where they can hear your music, and if they're around you and you're in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta right
Yeah, they
now.
want to go ahead and get with you with the yoga, where they can find you.
Well, my website is stanleysounds.com, and from there you can access anything with my social media or anything dealing with my link tree or anything like that. All my social media handles are Stanley Sounds, so like Twitter, Instagram, mostly for the majority of people that use those. It's what I'm most active on. Also Facebook, Christopher Stanley, but it's such a common name too, so. But
make sure you you can
access all that through stanleysounds.com. Check out my album Tori, that's with two eyes. I released it back it's getting back to like the winter of 2019, but you know, I'm still developing that right now. I'm remastering those original mixes to put towards the vinyl format. It's on my Linktree as well. Check out my GoFundMe that's attached to my Linktree as well, because I'm raising money to pay for the services and fees that go with producing vinyl, which is not cheap. So look out for all that, and continue to stay safe, continue to have fun, continue just being kind to yourself and kind to everybody that you come across, because we're all dealing with something.
Yeah, we're all in it together. Chris nailed this topic, and I'm happy we were able to have this discussion about our community. The most important takeaway from this episode is that no matter the circumstance, we all have the power to control how we react to negative situations. If trumpet playing is what you love to do, then other people's opinions should not matter. The most important thing is that we grow into ourselves musically. Y'all, make sure you catch the full unedited version of this episode on my Patreon page at eWills Music. It's called Trumpet Vibes Aftermath for episode 6. Man, Chris went into some deep, deep details, even more so with this topic, talking about yoga and whatnot. It's really great. Head to my Patreon page. It's as low as $1 a month. All right, don't miss it. One more big thanks to our guest, Christopher Stanley, for making me just a little bit smarter and more relevant. I hope you've learned something and had your third eye open just a little bit. Follow me on your favorite social media platforms at eWills Music. That's E-W-I-L-L-Z Music. I've released a new single over the weekend with producer Poet Ed called Possibilities. So go check that out on your favorite streaming service. Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe and live the music. Chuck 'em.